Lolita Bosch is an author who was born in Spain, but for the past 20 years, she's been living in Mexico. And in recent years, she's been editing a website that catalogs the human toll of Mexico's drug-related violence. The site is called Nuestra Aparente Rendición. Translation, Our Apparent Surrender. It has a section called Menos Días Aquí, which Bosch explains is dedicated to the notion that every name of the thousands of dead or disappeared in Mexico's drug war is worth remembering.
One of the saddest things of the war is names are disappearing. The dead people last one day.
When you say that, you mean their names appear in the paper and then...
For one day. Just
and
for one day.
It.
And next day they disappear. And I thought we should keep their names and explain who they were. And week after week, a volunteer counts the dead people in Mexico. Every night, which is a really hard work to do. Mm. And we keep their names, so they cannot say we're making up, because everything was published. We look for local newspapers and from reports from police, things like that. And it's like a job of 2 hours every night. That is a website that families use not to look for their relatives. They look there hoping not to find them,
yeah.
Right? We have a lot of people dead, but we also have a lot of people disappeared. There's no way of counting the disappearing people.
Now, the people who author this section change from week to week.
Yeah, because they can stand it. Normally, they start on Monday, like, so excited. And on Wednesday, every Wednesday, they call us, like, crying. And that's
so hard.
Is
it just too painful to do this job?
It's too painful. Yeah, it's really painful.
Now, a lot of these volunteers who write for Menos Días Aquí are anonymous for their own security. What about you? I mean, how big a risk do you feel you're taking?
I feel being in Mexico, it's a risk for all of us, especially if you were against the war. The government feels like if we were daring them. It's like we were saying out loud, they are not doing their job. But they are not doing their job, so somebody has to say it. And anyone who has something to say or something to ask about the war, they can write us and ask anything. Like, for example, a woman from Monterrey called us and she said... Her husband has been killed in Sonora, which is almost in the other side of the country, and she had no money to go there and leave a flower in the mass grave where her husband was found. And she asked if we could send someone to leave a flower in there and send her a picture. And so we did. We sent a friend, and we took a picture of the flower, and we sent that to the women. And that's the only thing that woman has left.
I'm curious to know if you describe Nuestra Aparente Rendición as activism or journalism, or does that distinction not even really matter in Mexico anymore?
I think it's the same thing. I think activists, journalists, and victims today are the same thing. But we won't stop. But it's tiring. Emotionally, it's very hard. It's a hard work. But we feel we're right. That's a strange thing. It never happened to me before. Not as a writer, for sure. But I think we're right. We're doing what's best for most of us.
Why do you continue to invest your life there?
That's my home. I lost friends. I lost family in that war. That's my home. That's my job. Somebody has to stand up, so we did. I remember I used to live in the States in 1988, and I learned that sentence that I never forgot, and maybe here you listen to it a lot, but it really changed my life. A man gotta do what a man gotta do. That's what I'm doing.
Writer Lolita Bosch, thanks very much for coming in. Great to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Lolita Bosch is the founder of Nuestra Aparente Rendición, a website dedicated to cataloging the human toll of Mexico's drug war. We first heard of her work through our partners at Radio Ambulante.